So I've been watching a lot of the Olympics, and I don't normally watch the Olympics because I normally don't have time, but I've kind of made the time this year to watch this. And I gotta say, like, from all the political bullshit that's going on, which don't get me wrong, I still read the news about politics and I still want to know what's going on, and I still have my opinions, my takes, all that shit. But what a great break the Olympics provide from all of that shit. 'Cause seriously, the camaraderie is just off the charts when you watch the Olympics. Like, no matter who wins, who loses, like, every single country, for the most part, is gracious to every single other country. Now, I did see the clip of where the girl from North Korea looked at the girl from the USA, and it was an awkward moment, but I agree with the online takes that if she were to show any respect to that girl from the US, she would probably be in a world of fucking hurt, which is just sad. Super sad. My favorite so far are men's and women's 100 meter, 200 meter, 2000 meter, all of those. Like, that shit is so exciting. And Mackenzie Long is from Ironton, Ohio. That is literally 40 minutes down the road for me, and that is so exciting to be able to root for somebody like her. She made the final, by the way, tomorrow. 3:45, I believe, is the final, 200 meter final. Three girls from the US will be in that final. So exciting, man. So exciting. Gabby from the US, like, holy shit. Super long legged and just blazing fast. It is so cool to see. I watched Noah Lyles win gold, and man, that I can't remember if it was Thomas or Tompkins from Jamaica. Like, what a beast of an athlete. It is just so impressive. I'm so excited about it this year. I watched the quarterfinals of volleyball, the USA men versus Brazil. I even watched kayak cross, a new entry into the Olympics. Not so exciting. I was kind of like, meh. I watched some discus. Watched a girl from USA win that. Super cool. I watched shot put. I watched the dude win his third gold in a row or something like that. Like, the shit is really fun this year, and I feel like the world really needed it. I mean, we got Gojira at the beginning too. Say what you will, that was a moment I will remember for the rest of my life. But every single event besides kayaking that I have watched, well, and boulder climb, that was kind of weird. Kind of cool, kind of weird. But man, it really has been like a refresher, and it really reminds me that if you're into politics and you're into news of the world, okay, fine, but we still need a break. Like, we still need a break because politics, until recently, is such a joyless thing. It is so joyless. Again, I'm not trying to, like, no, I am. Fuck it. Fuck it. The MAGA Republicans especially, like, when do they portray joy? And honestly, Democrats, until recently, when did they portray joy? Like, I feel like that's the big thing with the Kamala Harris ticket. There's some joy involved there. There's actually, like, portrayals of happiness and hope. And really, that's what Americans need to see. No matter what side of the aisle you lie on, like, when's the last time you saw something joyful, you know? It just doesn't really exist. It's all divide and hate and anger and finger pointing and all that bullshit. And the Olympics has been such a breath of fresh air. Like, I've been falling out of love with sports for a while now, I don't really watch that much football. I don't really watch that much basketball. I keep up on scores and stats just because I'm kind of a stat head. But the Olympics have, like, rekindled some love for sports, but in a different way. Like, I think after this, I would like to keep up with track and field. I would like to keep up with some of these men and women I have watched, you know, run the 100 meter, 200 meter. I want to keep up with that. Like, it's really exciting, like super exciting. That Noah Lyles race was like off the hook. I can't remember all the girls' names, but Gabby, it's escaping me. That was super exciting. Like, I get that rush of adrenaline just from watching them. And from watching Mackenzie Long, you know, waiting to see if her time was good enough for the finals, which ultimately it was. That shit is fucking exciting. I need more of that in my life. Like, there's so much negativity. And don't get me wrong, great family life. Like, I get the joy at home. But while I'm working or while I'm driving, I have a tendency to put on YouTube videos or podcasts about, you know, politics or what's going on in the world, which is another weird fucking thing altogether. I grew up on punk rock and grunge and, you know, partying and pickup basketball games, Thanksgiving Day football games. Like, I grew up not giving a fuck about politics or any of that stuff. I just lived in my own little bubble. And I totally wish that I still lived in my own bubble. But the fact of the matter is, I do not live in my own little bubble. I am concerned with the world. I am concerned with the future for my children. And honestly, I don't know why. I always wondered, like, it's such a fucking cycle. It's so predictive, not with everybody, but as you get older, you tend to give a fuck about politics, and it sucks. It is a hard thing to admit. It's so stupid. But here I am, like, enjoying, kind of, I just called it joyless, but, you know, attentive, I will say, to politics. Is it just part of getting old? Like, what the fuck made that happen? Like, I really, seriously, used to just listen to Dead Kennedys and give the middle finger to anything politics. And now it's like, I still listen to the Dead Kennedys and every other piece of punk and a lot of metal these days, but and I still give fingers to politicians for the most part, but then I also want to know which ones are for real. Which ones are, like, actually giving a shit about the future of the country. And God damn it if it doesn't make me feel old. Because this is what my... I don't know. My parents are kind of... I don't know. I don't want to give that... This is what my aunts and uncles and grandparents were concerned with when I was young. And I was like, why the fuck do they care? They can't do anything about any of it. We got to vote. That's it. I live in a 76% red county. My vote means nothing because I vote blue typically. Not typically, 99% of the time. But my vote's basically canceled out. And that's fine. You know, that's the area I live in. And I know a lot of good people in my area. Know a lot of bad ones, but it's fine. You know, I'm going to vote anyways. You never know. You never know when it flips. Probably won't, but you never know. But just the fact that, like, I give a shit simply makes me feel fucking old. Now, don't look at my old ass in this polo and be like, well, he looks pretty old in that polo with that gray beard and shit. Yeah, I don't wear polos on the regular. Fucking on my way home from work. I'm not fucking on my way home from work. There's no one in here with me to fuck with. But I am fucking on my way. Nope. Came out the same. I'm on my way home from work. And I don't know. got a wild hair, felt like speaking on a mic, which is, you know, my favorite hobby, grabbing a mic, laying down some thoughts. Not a rapper, not a rocker. I make music, but very rarely, and it's not good. So when I grab a mic, it's to talk about my thoughts. And usually my thoughts are, I'm getting fucking old. And I'm not super old yet, nothing like that. But just those little intricacies, like me caring about politics, me talking about how to make the world a better place, me popping a Werther's Original into my mouth. Those are the moments. Those are the moments when you're understanding that you're halfway through your life. You don't like to drink anymore. I still go to concerts. Last concert I went to, I just went, why the hell can't I remember? Oh my God. Okay, Red Hot Chili Peppers, my bad. Went to a Chili Peppers concert. I have the Descendants coming up, punk pop band, and Sturgill Simpson later on in the year. So, you know, I still do youthful things. But you know what I'll fucking do? I'll go to that Descendants concert and I'll tap on a few shoulders in the mosh pit and be like, hey, how do you feel about Kamala Harris's VP pick? Let's talk about it. I won't really. But that's where I feel like I'm at in my life. Like, holy shit, man. I should not fucking care. But I do. It's a weird progression, man. Oh, well. I guess I just need to accept it and lean in a little bit. And it's not just me. Like, you look at some of the political commentators, at least on the side of the aisle. No, we'll talk about both. Charlie Kirk is a pretty young guy. Ben Shapiro is not an old guy. He might be my age. But Luke Beasley? That kid's young as shit. He looks like he's 12. Brian Cohen? Taylor? Thomas, home improvement guy. Brian Tyler Cohen, maybe. Young. Super young. David Pakman looks young. Anna Kasparian, young. Like, it's politics is, maybe it's not just an old person's game anymore. Maybe it's an every person's game these days. Madison Cawthorn, that guy looks young as shit. Just kind of crazy. Marjorie Taylor Greene, nope. Well, fuck, just some thoughts, just kind of strange. I struggle day to day. Like, when you get to a certain age, if you're not there yet, if you're not to the middle age portion of your life, which I consider to be 40, you know, if we're going to talk middle aged, and a lot of us get lucky enough to live to 80, 40 seems to be the middle point. And if you haven't got there yet, prepare for some shit that you just didn't expect. Like, I never really thought about what I would be like as I aged. I just assumed I'd be the same, and in most ways I am. Like, my musical tastes are very similar to what they were back then. My movie tastes, my sense of humor. You know, I admittedly lie in that little pocket of my generation that's like, we do get offended a little bit too much by too much. Like, I enjoy Bill Burr's brand of comedy. I still enjoy Dave Chappelle's brand of comedy. Don't agree with everything. But I have this little kind of a rule that, like, when it's comedy, the boundaries are a little wider. Not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just saying that's my take, is that the boundaries are a little wider. There's a little more room. Like, if you go to a comedy show, you should be well aware that you're going to hear some shit that you may not like. And to speak up and be an ass about it is pretty silly. So if I go to a comedy show and hear something I don't like, I'm like, it's comedy. The walls are a little farther out. Got to understand that sometimes. I still like Tropic Thunder. I know that shit's, like, wrong by today's standards, but that is some funny fucking shit. Funny fucking shit. And those guys, like, you know, I feel like art as a whole has wider boundaries, and that it's okay to have some wider boundaries when it's, you know, music, film, TV. I mean, tell me American History X wasn't disturbing as fuck. That was disturbing. But nobody's really complaining about it today. Not like Tropic Thunder. Yeah, one's a comedy, one's not, but man, it's all disturbing in one way or another. I might go home and watch Tropic Thunder right now. I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude. Alright. Yep, I gotta stop. People working on the road. Fucking summer, man.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Just some thoughts. See you next time. All right. Well, I guess you could just consider this channel a vlog at this point, because that's just kind of what I've been doing. Anyways, let's talk about some stuff. What I've been listening to. I'm just going to vlog it, man. I'm just going to talk. Childish Gambino, new album. Bando Stone in the New World. Excellent album. Absolutely brilliant. An excellent album. I checked out the new Smashing Pumpkins today. Last time I did that, I was very disappointed. They released that three-parter, and it was terrible. So now they've done another one, and it is supposedly a throwback to their 90s stuff. And it is, for all intents and purposes, quite a bit better. It is quite a bit better. But it still is just like, you know, their time is basically past. It's over, I think. So that was, you know, I like when bands release surprise album drops. To me, that's pretty cool. Doesn't mean it's going to be good, man. Does not mean it's going to be good. Because it just wasn't that great. I don't know about any of the rest of you, but anyone else experiencing the worst sinuses, the worst sinus infection, something is going on. I'm like 3 weeks into basically not being able to talk normal, which has really curbed my production for Obscure Mics. A little bit on the Obscure Tech, but my voice don't have to be perfect for that. Dude, it's like, it just will not go away. It's like the thickest, gnarliest stuff known to man. Just hanging on. But other than that, I feel fantastic. So, the occasional coughed up lung. Otherwise, I'm good. Except for fucking work, man. Like, I've stated it before. By the way, I'm testing a new mic system. But anyways, work. I've used Indeed. I've used ZipRecruiter. I've used Monster. I've used every single job search engine available. And 99% of these companies don't even view your application. And it's one of the most frustrating things in the world. I don't know how many of you out there have what you consider to be a good job. I don't like anything about mine. I'm appreciative of the fact that I make decent money. But I work in the most boring, slow day, hour sludging job that I've ever worked in. Every day goes by as slow as it could possibly go by. And I work in banking, and I have a pretty good position, a title, all that important bullshit. And I'm appreciative of that, and I've worked to get where I'm at. But man, sometimes I just want to go dig a fucking ditch and get paid for it. Like, I am looking at jobs that I have no business looking at. And I'm wondering if, like, that's part of the reason I don't get any of the jobs I apply for. Like, am I overqualified?
Am I aged out? Because 40s, man, I like in my 20s and 30s, I can interview for any job. And this is not a brag. It's just like interviews are easy to me. I like talking to people. I'm not nervous in interviews. I've typically got good responses. I enjoy the process. And in my 20s and 30s, I got pretty much every job I ever interviewed for. In my 40s, I am striking out every single time I get an interview. I don't know if it's because I'm in my 40s, if I've become too honest at this point with my answers. I don't know. But I cannot, for the life of me, find a job that will pay me close to what I make now. But not just that, I can't find a job. Yes, I have one. Yes, I'm thankful for it. But at the same time, like, I have ran a retail store. I've managed multiple branches in banking. I'm a director at a credit union. Higher up, admin, all that good stuff. Just to see what would happen, I applied for a lending position, loan officer, at One Main Financial. Not because I wanted it, but simply to see what would happen. And what happened the very next day was, thanks for applying, we've moved on to other candidates. This is in my hometown. This place posts positions all the time. They can't keep anyone. So you're going to look at somebody with management and lending experience out the wazoo, currently a bank director, and be like, nah, I don't think he can bring anything to the team. I understand if they don't want management in that position. Totally get it. But not a phone call, not a nothing. Like, I find it odd. Is overqualification a thing? I don't have a degree. I'm not trying to say that I'm like some highly successful person. No. I've had basically management stuff that I worked up to, and I strung one thing with another thing and got a job I probably shouldn't have. But I do have it, and I've been at it for 4 years, and I just cannot find anything else. Obscure mics might do the trick in 5 years. I might be able to make enough doing that in 5 years to not work a job at all. But at this point, I'm willing to take less than I make to hopefully be home a little more to work on the YouTube thing. But I can't find less. Like, I'm sure I can find considerably less. But yeah, I can't take like 20,000 less, 30,000 less. Like, I can go 10,000 less, especially if it's closer to home. The drive is a big part of it. But are any of you having this problem? Like, or do you guys just settle? And by settle, I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, do you get a job and just stay there? Me, I can't do that. Like, I like building my resume. And don't get me wrong, I've only had 3 jobs in the past 15 years. But I like to continue to build and jump stepping stones and try to see what's next or do what's next. And right now I'm stuck, not getting the chance to do anything else at all. Just want a chance, man. I just want a chance, but I can't seem to find it. Now, I've updated my resume. I've cleaned it up a little. I've gotten more calls lately than I have in a long time, but they're not really going anywhere. And by God, please do not fall victim to any insurance company wanting you to do anything. I had like Globe Life reach out and they're like, 100% remote, management position, da-da-da-da-da, pyramid scheme. MLM, whatever. No thanks. It is tough. I have applied to fucking Walmart at this point. Fucking Walmart. I've done that. I've applied to Walmart to be a supervisor of some kind for fucking Walmart. Because I'm sick of sitting in an office. I need a little more. I need a challenge. the same four walls and the same damn drive every day is killing me. I want to dig a ditch at this point. It's a crazy thing though. Like, even if you break into management and get experience, like, most of the jobs I see are RN, or you need some kind of HR degree. Kind of probably should do that, because HR is like something I'm interested in. I see a ton of like behavioral type jobs, like, you know, health centers, like mental health centers. I should have just went to school for that. Like, I've built a pretty good living. I've made six figures. I'm not far from six figures now. But I totally regret not getting a degree in something specialized that I would like more than banking. Banking is boring. Boring as shit. And I don't know what to do. I want to get out of the industry, that's for sure. But again, what's out there, you know? I'm getting old, I'm aged out. Try to get my wife to do OnlyFans. We've got the material. She's not game yet. Maybe I'll just start taking pictures of my feet. I have pretty feet. They're nice. Especially if I let them nails grow, son. All right, it's hot. I'm getting sweaty. I just need to vent. Oh, I did other things. I did have a kid-free night last night. And watched a movie, like a newer movie for the first time. Fall Guy with Jake Gyllenhaal. Not Jake Gyllenhaal. Fuck. Shit. I get him confused. Ryan Gosling. That's the motherfucker's name. And can't remember her name, but she's from Ted Lasso. And Jonathan something. I don't know. I remember. Great movie, though. Maybe the best action comedy I've ever seen. Like, fantastic. Underrated movie. We watched two movies last night. I got 25 minutes left of the second one. But Craig Robinson, I think, from The Office, did a movie called Rapture Palooza. Great. Absolutely great time. Like, kind of like This Is the End, which is one of my favorites. Really good movie. Got the one of the dudes from Bones in it. I was a big fan of the show Bones. It's got Anna Kendrick in it. Really fun movie. So if you're trying to find a movie and you want to go with like funny or funny action, Fall Guy, blown away by it. It was absolutely just like, wow, this is fantastic. Great premise, great acting, great everything. And Rapture Palooza, I highly recommend that as well. So there you go. Some albums, not really suggesting the Smashing Pumpkins, but that Childish Gambino, Atavista, and Bando Stone, which both came out this year. Atavista is like a redo of an album he dropped a while back ago, years ago, but it didn't have tracks. It was like all one track. That Gambino shit's legit. Super legit. So there you go. There's some stuff maybe for you to watch. I have a review on this mic coming up soon. Hopefully it sounds good. That's part of the reason I'm doing this. The other part's just a bitch about not being able to find a job. And I'll throw some happiness in there with some movie recommendations, you know. Vloggy vlog vlog. Bark's out of here. Hopefully next time I talk to you, I have a new fucking job. And no sinuses. Fuck's sake.